Mr. Rocket, Bill Adson, welcome to Newsmakers. I went to see the Giants this week, and I had great conversations with manager Bruce Bochy and second baseman Joe Panik. We start with Bochy, who doesn't think he's a Hall of Fame manager. Enjoy the podcast. I'm with one of the best managers of all time, Bruce Bochy. Bruce, thank you so much for doing this podcast. First of all, the team is shockingly off to a slow start, and my first question is, do you think this team will bounce back, and why?
Well, Bill, I know we'll bounce back. I mean, there's no way that this team is as bad as its record, and we all feel horrible, and I feel responsible, with this slow start, but that's what it is, and it's a start, but I keep reminding the guys, it's not important what's happened. It's important how we deal with this and how we finish here, and every day we come out here, we think we're, hey, now's our day to come out of it. So, we have a few things we got to fix. I mean, the hitting, it has been up to what it should be. The pitching hasn't been. So these are all areas we're working on to improve on and get better, because we have to. You have no choice in this game. And I think once we get some guys back, Crawford, Span, and later on, Bumgarner, and now our closer's down. Once we get our team back, you'll see this team get on a roll.
That was my next question. I look at your roster. You are loaded with injuries. I know you're not trying to use that as an excuse, but still, I mean, there's too many injuries.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's part of the game you have to deal with, and hopefully you have the depth to soften those injuries, those blows that you get during the season, and we haven't shown that, to be honest. That's what's hurt us. You have to have guys step up. You have to have a surprise maybe, and that hasn't happened for us. We're across the board. We have some guys that are, to be honest, underachieving, and we got to pick it up, all of us, a little bit.
What is your major concern right now?
Probably my offense. I think you look at the pitching. It's gotten we've gotten a little better, a little more consistent, but. If you look at how much we're sputtering offensively, we're not a power-hitting club, but we should have more power in what we're showing. And then we're consistently getting one or two runs, and that doesn't work. And we got to find a way to average four runs, and that's our game. We can average four, and hopefully our pitching, which is our strength, does their thing, then we're going to win more games than we lose.
What more can you say about Buster Posey? He's still, going strong right now.
Oh, yeah. He's starting to drive the ball now. He's gone back-to-back with home runs here last two games, hitting over 300. He's playing good ball. So Buster is doing his thing, but unfortunately, it can't be one guy carrying the load. You got to have contribution from everybody, and that's what has to happen for us to get back on track.
Did you think losing Madison Bumgarner would be this devastating? I mean, not only is he a great pitcher, but he's a pretty good hitter, too.
Yeah. In fact, he could be in left field if he was healthy. That's how good a hitter he is. But you always miss the presence of your opening day starter. And like you said, even the lineup, the way he swings a bat, that gets contagious, too. And so no question we miss him. We miss his fire. We miss his presence, and it's affected us.
You're getting Crawford back soon. That's good news.
That's always good news. The shortstop, it's such an important position on the field, and we have one of the best in the game. And, has shown in a couple games where we miss him, and so it's going to be great to have him back tomorrow.
You had a great career. You're signed through 2019. I know it's way early, but what do you see yourself after 2019?
I don't know. It's a good question, Bill. I think I can answer that better that last year. But meanwhile, I love what I'm doing, and this is, a place where anybody would be so blessed to be in, managing the San Francisco Giants, and I'm thankful, and, to have the tools and the resources to win every year. I know it hasn't gone well this year, but, we'll figure this out. But, until I get to that point, I can't answer that.
Did you think you would have the kind of career you've had? You've had a great career.
to be honest, when I started managing the minor leagues, I thought that's what I would be doing. I looked at this job, it's so high up on the pedestal that I didn't know if I'd ever get this opportunity, and I did, and I'm forever grateful. Back in 1995, when a young GM, Randy Smith, took a chance on me, and here I'm still doing this, and like I said, I've been blessed, and so I'm very, very fortunate.
You do realize you're a Hall of Fame manager, correct?
No, I don't look at it like that. I take a look at this year, I'm more of a Hall of Shame, but to be honest, I look at the Hall of Fame as places where Willie Mays and Mantle and those guys, so I never think about it.
Three World Series titles and one in San Diego, that's not bad.
Yeah, well, again, blessed with great players, ownership, front office, so, there's so many people that help you accomplish what you have, and certainly in this game, that is always the case.
When did you realize that, hey, being a manager is not bad? When did you realize this was a great job?
You know, my first year, really, when I was managing in Spokane, Washington, my first year is rookie ball, and I just loved it. I just said, this is, what I should be doing. I loved it, and like I said, I never thought about managing major leagues at that time. If I'd have done it in minor leagues all these years, I'd been very happy.
Also, your wife, Kim, she's been with you every step of the way. What does she mean to you?
Well, she's a big reason why I'm still standing, and why, and she's my biggest supporter, and also, the one that keeps me humble. Hey, take the trash out, things like that. She doesn't let me get full of myself, trust me. But we'll be married 40 years coming up here in January, and I got lucky with this, and I believe me, I tell her, and she's a big reason why I'm still around. I don't know if I'd still be staying if it wasn't for her, because she looks after me, takes care of me, and helps me through the tough times.
Bruce Bochy, thank you so much.
All right, Bill, thank you.
All right, thank you. All right. My next guest is Joe Panik. He's a second baseman for the Giants, but deep down, he's a native New Yorker. Enjoy the podcast. I'm with New York native Joe Panik. He's the second baseman for the San Francisco Giants. Joe, thank you so much for being on the show. Joe, tell me what it's like to be in New York for a three-game series. This is your home.
Yeah, it's awesome. As a kid, grew up, watching, listening to games, and to be able to play here, play in front of family and friends that, I've been, through the whole thing, this, journey with me throughout my life, it's special.
Tell me what it's like to play in Yankee Stadium or even Citi Field. This is home.
Exactly. You said it. This is home, and just seeing all the support I get from family and friends, and, it's fun. It gives me a little adrenaline rush, and like I said, it's just special to be out here and, playing in front of everybody.
Tell me, what is a day in New York like for you while you're on the road?
It's kind of busy, but definitely seeing, trying to catch up with my family. That's the most important thing for me is, seeing my wife's family and my family, and then it's come to ballpark, play, and go home and do it all over again. But for me, the most important thing is seeing family.
A lot of tickets.
Yeah, it's a lot of tickets, but it's a good problem to have.
Joe, the one thing I notice about you is your work ethic, not just on the field, but off the field as well. I understand you had a 4.0 in high school, 3.8 at St. John's. Where did that work ethic come from?
It came from my parents. They just watching them. They're blue collar people, and they always taught me, work first, play later. As a kid, that mentality kind of stuck with me, and just take care of business, and it's just, that work ethic and them, I think, transferred over to me.
For kids who don't know, what do you advise them when it comes to sports and school? Because obviously you took the right road, and what advice would you give them?
School is very important. Like I said, always work first. So that was always, take care of your schoolwork first, and then you can go, play, in the park, do whatever later. So for kids, it's, like I said, take care of your schoolwork first, because in life, that's, you know, that's the most important thing. And in regards to sports, you know, play as many sports as you can and have fun with it.
Obviously, when your career is over, which is a long time from now, you don't need this game, it seems like. You already have your plans.
You know what? You know, I'm very happy with where I am in life, and you know what? You know, wherever this, you know, wherever my journey takes me, and you know, I'm very happy, you know, living in New York, being who I am, where I am. So, like I said, wherever this journey takes me, I'll be, you know, ready for it.
Tell me, you've made adjustments this year. You're having a nice season. What adjustments are you making compared to last year?
You know what, just kind of getting back to my, you know, what made me, using the whole field, you know, just kind of getting healthy again after the concussion, that was important, but just really just staying within myself, and, you know, staying within my approach, that has made me successful in 2014 and 2015, so really getting back to that, it's really been helpful.
Last year, you were pulling the ball a lot?
You know, I don't know the numbers, I'm just, you know, thinking more of, you know, line drive aspect, and just really trying to be, you know, an on-base guy instead of trying to do too much.
Joe, the team is off to a slow start, shockingly. A lot of injuries, there's no question about that. How does this team get back on track?
You know what, it's, you know, we just need to start building some momentum. You know, we've been losing, you know, a lot of close games. It's just one of those things, you know, we just have to, you know, get back to, you know, getting those timely hits. You know, we're a team that, you know, relies on being, you know, a complete lineup, you know, 1 through 9, and, you know, kind of being one link in a chain, just, you know, everybody going together. And just, you know, right now we're just not stringing together hits, so, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, when it comes, it's going to come.
I know you guys have a lot of injuries. I mean, I look at the roster, say, oh, my God, you guys have a lot of injuries. Have you seen so many injuries like that before?
You know what? Yeah, you know, I know we have a lot of injuries, but, you know, a lot of other teams do too. It's one of those things, I guess, nowadays, it's, you know, you see more and more injuries, you know. You know, the Mets have, you know, the team we're facing right now, they've, you know, got their fair share of injuries too. So, you know, for me, it's not an excuse, because we have plenty of talented guys in this clubhouse. But, you know, when we get everybody back, you know, it'd definitely be a good thing.
Joe, looking off the field, you married your childhood sweetheart. Tell me, how does it feel to be married to your childhood sweetheart?
Awesome. She's a wonderful girl. No, I couldn't be any happier. It's, you know, it was a great wedding, and, you know, married life's been the same. It's been great, so, no, I couldn't be happier.
To be living in New York and married, tell me, that must feel good.
Yeah, you know, for me it's good because, you know, I'm very close to my family. She's very close with hers, and to be able to, you know, be married to her and, you know, kind of be able to spend our life together with our families, it's, you know, both kind of have the same, you know, just mindset, personality, so it's good in that aspect that I'm able to spend it, you know, at home.
For a native New Yorker, and I'm a native New Yorker, you seem very humble. You're not arrogant.
You know what, I just think it's from my upbringing, from my parents. It's, you know what, you just let your work do the, you know, talk.
Joe Panic, thank you so much.
Of course,
take care.